everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now, the number one entertainment host in all of the Tampa Bay area, Don Reese and Hollywood Connections. Now, your host, Don Reese.
Wow, thank you to the number one sportcaster in the world.
Thank you. Appreciate
here in
that.
Tampa and Clearwater, your show next. And I want to thank everybody here and tuning in. We're trying some new things here at the station. Super excited. I'm about to go live on Facebook. I'm about to go live. We're on Periscope. So Periscope, we got the camera set up, 1340.com. You can actually see us live. And today we have our weatherman about to give our weather report. We've got Brianna. She is our singer, performer, beauty queen title holder. We also have Ivy in the house. We also have Michael Jackson impersonator. And I'm hoping to see Joe Jackson in Vegas. I am next week, so I'm working on that for you. As well as we've got Atlantis. Your name reminds me of the spa. Reminds me of the Caribbean, the Atlantis. We've got a couple super special surprises for her. In the meantime, we have Bert Arnold with the weather. It's 3:07 p.m. on Saturday afternoon.
Hello, Don Reese. And hello, everybody else, all the guests. Well, our weather, tomorrow is going to be the best day for going out and doing everything. It's going to be a beautiful day, highs about 78 degrees. Then after Sunday, the weather's going to slowly kind of diminish, temperatures slowly drop off. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have 40% chance of rain coverage, with the temperatures being in the low 60s, and after the front pulls through, late Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the temperatures will be in the mid-60s through the week and mostly sunny skies. So we're going to have really a good week. We got a little chance of some rain in the right in the middle. But if you want to get out and enjoy the weekend, tomorrow is going to be a fabulous day.
That's right. How about that charter company coming up? Tell us about Sunkist Charters.
Yeah, so Sunkist Charters is a 37-foot sailing sloop, and she'll have a six-pack license, so we can take six passengers out on the vessel. And we look forward to introducing people into the world of sailing, and nice, relaxing day, and no engines, peaceful, it's quiet, it's really relaxing.
Okay, I gotcha. And so, Peter, well, we have, can we go to, Bert and I are getting married next week, of course, in Las Vegas. So, Lola, the station owner, wants us to live stream our wedding here at the station. So, we're super excited. Can you play that Going to the Chapel song? Find one of those?
Let me find that
real quick.
Well,
he's doing that because we're going to actually stream it from Las Vegas. And then at 8:30 here in the studio, we'll have our wedding that you can hear the vows. It may be a little comical, but it's going to be fun. And we're all ready to go. Bert, you got your attire over at Tommy Bahamas.
Yes, I do.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
I know. So while he's looking for that quick little song for us, Ivy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. How did you like last week's show? I'm trying to do this new selfie stick.
It was a wonderful show. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. So, you know, you went to America's Got Talent yesterday.
Yes.
And how did you do yesterday?
I think I did pretty good.
Okay. And so while he's doing that, I'm trying. Did you know anybody how to do the selfie stick? Am I doing that right?
Yeah, you're doing right.
Okay.
It's on live.
We'll be right back. This will be our next Saturday. We'll be in Las Vegas. Hold on. I'm trying to do the selfie stick. Can you see yourself? And we're back. Okay, so Ivy, so tell us, how did the audition process go when you got to America's Got Talent?
Well, we had to register, and we had to wait to call our, the people had to wait, you know, to call our numbers. But basically, I was outside doing the commercial. So we had to, like, take three takes. So I was in the front the whole entire time.
Oh, who was doing a commercial? For America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Well, see, then it paid to wait, because I was trying to get in touch with you, and I was like, Ivy, call me, because I'm trying to get you in the front of the line for a front pass. And oh, no, but see, that can happen, right. You know, and if you're not out in the midst of things, you may miss something else that could be your opportunity.
Correct.
So in 2 weeks, we're going to have the executive producer call in, and Chaz said they're definitely going to call in. So they were hopping a plane back to Los Angeles. So anyways, and Bree, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, and do you have a song to sing for us today? Do you have something? Are you ready in a few minutes?
Later.
In a little bit? Okay. And otherwise, we have Atlantis. How are you?
Good.
Well, let's make it something special today. Everybody has a platform to be in beauty pageants. And are we okay on callers? We're good. And so we are talking about anti-bullying. And you have a title that you're wearing. Your sash, and yes, and you're wearing that with the show now. You're putting that on exactly as we speak. And you have a new title coming up, Miss Teen Showbiz Florida. But in the meantime, what is your platform that you help with the industry out there?
Anti-bullying and cyberbullying.
Okay, and why?
Well, when I lived back in Chicago, I had a bully out there. And when we moved out here, I had a bully the first year, and then it got worse last year because I got hacked on my account.
And how old are you? How old were you?
I was 12.
12, okay. Yeah. And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel really bad because, like, I lost a lot of friends, but I connected with them again.
So. Okay, so with your platform this year as an anti-bully, what would you like to tell other girls about that?
I'd like to tell them to... If anything happens, like, if anybody's bullying you, talk to your mom the first thing, cause, or your parent, or, like, an adult. And then, like, don't listen to the bully. I know it's hard, but try your best not to listen to them and believe in yourself.
I agree. You know, we also have another station in New York. I'm just sending this over to Peter right now, if we can call over there. They have an ultra-amazing singer, and we're kind of trying to trade airtime to get more listeners. And with our Periscope, we hope we get a lot more people around the world, and we're trying something else in just a second on live on Facebook. We'll be back on that in a minute. Can we try to get Steve on the air? I think I just sent you his number up there.
Yeah, we can do that. We also have Michael Smooth on the line.
Okay, well, let's go to Michael first. And Michael, how are you?
How you doing, Don?
Fabulous. Okay, you know, Michael, you are a performer. We have met a while back, and you are a performer singer. You tell us about yourself.
Well, yes, I've been dealing with music for a pretty long time, and this year seems like everything is starting to come together, and it's my year. It's my year, Don. This is it. So I'm looking forward to getting on stage and things happen.
Okay, somehow we're fading out. I can hardly hear you. Do you have a speaker on?
Yes. Hold on. Let me cut it off.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. This is my year, Don. You know, I've been in the music for a long time, and everything is starting to come together, and I'm just excited. 2016, I'm ready to go.
Well, Peter's looking for something here real quick. Let's play that Illusion song of yours. And do you want to just set up the thing when we'll be right back? And we get, I know I want to get this on in New York with Steve. He has a singer as well. So it was Michael Gordon. He's got Illusion on one of his songs. Okay, hold on, Michael, as we play your music. And Peter's got that. Hold on. We'll be right back. Stay right with us.
Just an illusion, yeah. Just an illusion.
with a shoulder shaking her body, girl got it going on. Little do she know she been treated like a hoe, but she don't see nothing wrong. Do you know what you're doing to yourself? Just take a step back and check yourself. All those lies that been told could cause you freedom of soul, and then you realize that your life just an illusion.
Okay, that was Illusion with Michael Gordon. And Michael, what inspired you to make that music?
Well, Michael, for one, he, you know, he talks about the world and how it's been going. And it just made me think, wow, just look around, see how people trying to make quick money, but they're not realizing what they're doing to themselves. So I just want people to just take a step back. Just look in the mirror, check yourself, and understand that, hey, as money, not always good, you know? So, that's what I wanted to come out with.
Well, you know, you're talking about Michael. You're saying Michael Jackson, correct?
Yes, Michael Jackson.
Now, I know Ivy has a question for you. Go ahead, Ivy.
Yes, how you doing, Michael Gordon?
All right.
That's good. Basically, I wanted to know, are you like the first cousin of Michael Jackson? Have you ever met him in person?
Yes, I met him, and I'm the third cousin.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, yes. And he's a cool guy, very cool. We talk, and he always say, "Cuz, you sound like me a little bit." So, you know, we have a, you know, we had a real great relationship. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he talked to me and said, "You need to get back into the music." So I said, "Well, I would do that. I'll make it happen." But after, you know, we were supposed to get together, but you know, because of his death, all that, you know, where that come from. But all that, it just didn't work out. So now it's just my time. I just feel like I should feel his spirit and go for it.
Right.
Well, also, too, is we're going to keep you on the line because I know Steve has a live show in New York and Long Island. And let's get Steve on the air. And we've been going over little minutes here. Don't go away, Michael. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Dawn Reese, are you there?
Yes, we are here live in Florida and you're live in New York. And say your call station letters and where you're calling from.
It's WGBB 1240 AM, live here downtown New York, Long Island, www.am1240wgbb.com. We have Big City Cowgirl in the house here, so we want to thank you for jumping on board here for us today.
No worries. So let's go play her music. Michael, don't go away, because I'm sure he's going to ask you a question as well from the Michael Jackson family. All right, we'll be right back. And you've got her music?
Yeah, we got her. She's ready to go. We have Big City Cowgirl, Sandra Toscano, and her guitarist here, Daryl J. It's a song called Electric. Check it out, Florida.
Okay, she's going live. Live from New York.
Live. Here we go.
Hey, Dawn.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Good.
She's doing great. She's ready. She's getting in the zone here.
Okay. Good. We're also with another station in New York.
By Big City Cowgirl.
Here we go.
Take it away.
Enjoy. Tune in to 1340.com right now. Tantalk. Cameron, thank you so much.
Remember a time when everything seemed perfect. Seems we've lost the magic. I want to recapture what we used to have. Mostly memories in our attic. When I climbed the stairs to clear out all the clutter, I found that dusty collection. Shock of voltage current in our wires. You and I were electric together.
Big City Cowgirl, give it up here. What do you think, Florida?
Wow, wow. Hold that thought, because I have also, we're going to come back and interview her for a second, but I also have our singer on this end, Michael Gordon, and he's the third cousin of Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And we're going to see him in Las Vegas next week. Apparently, I heard through the grapevine he might be getting married too. I'm not sure. And so you have a question for him, Steve.
Yes. Young man there, how are you doing there for New York here? What gave you the passion to do Michael Jackson's music?
Well, I was a big fan of his when I was 5 years old, and I started impersonating him when I was 15, and it just came from there. And knowing that, something about him made me felt really good. And on top of that, he didn't really, put it this way. He would, say, you don't have to hide for who you are in public. You don't have to, have another mask or another layer on your skin to try to be something that you're not. So, that gave me the confidence to do something that I want to do.
That is great, because, Michael Jackson started in the early 70s at Jackson 5, and he came on the scene when he was 5 years old. So hearing someone that wants to replicate his music and continue his legacy is a beautiful thing. So we're really thankful here in New York that you're taking the time to do what you do.
Also, you. Steve, we have a caller on the line named Michael Gordon. He's the third cousin of Michael Jackson. And I'm going to see him hopefully in Vegas next weekend. Can you say hi to Michael?
Sure, Michael. How are you today? This is WGBB 1240 AM, the Chapters Rap, New York, here in Long Island. Welcome aboard. How are you today, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. I love that song.
Yeah, that's electric, good. Isn't it? It's kind of catchy there. We like it here, too. And,
thank you.
Big City Cowgirl is trying to get her way to Nashville, so through Florida. So we want to thank you very much, Michael, for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. I enjoyed it.
And also, Steve, I know one of our reporters, hold on, Michael, because we have another question to ask you before Steve goes. You have a question for the New York singer.
Yeah.
And Brianna, go for it.
What inspired you to do what you're doing?
Okay, well, it inspired me. I want to help people. I want to bridge the gap. But for Big City Cowgirl,
yes.
What inspired you to do for the music?
Just now. You mean just what inspired me now to get back into it? My daughter. She's four now, and she's a little spitfire herself. But when she was little, even a couple of months old, she would be able to tap her hand in time with music. And when she listened to country music, she would just perk up. And so it kind of got me back into it. I knew that I had to do it for her. Nice.
Okay. And Steve, do you have any other questions for anybody here, me or anyone at the station?
Well, we are so thankful, Dawn, and we have to stay here. Congratulations, because you're on your way to Las Vegas this week to get married. So here in New York, we want to say congratulations.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And the incredible work that you do, Dawn, what inspires you to do what you do?
Right here, while I have you on New York, and I need Brianna's help, and I really appreciate it because this is a perfect time for this. And thank you so much, Ivy. And we have a gal here. Her name is Atlantis, and this is what it's all about. Atlantis, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, and we help a lot of the kids that cannot get into beauty pageants or don't have the money, or the parents, maybe it's a one-parent family and it's hard and they're struggling or something. And we have her, and we're going to do something really special, Steve, while you're on the air with us, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. We are actually officially making her our new Miss Florida Princess. Hold on. Can you help me with the mic here?
Yeah.
Well, it's zipped up in my big bag here, Mary Poppins. And so what we're going to do is, we're making her a Miss Florida preteen princess, okay? And stand up. And now everybody in New York News knows that you are officially one of our beauty queen representatives, Atlantis. All right, how does that feel?
Congratulations, Atlantis. Wonderful job.
Good.
I wish I could see you.
Well, you can, and we'll go to podcast, and we're live on Facebook, we're live on Periscope.
Okay.
And we're super excited. And then also, too, is with your music, can you tell everybody your website, how they can get in touch with you, your agent, and so forth?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
yes.
You.
Oh, Big City Cowgirl. All right.
Yep.
Well, I have a website. It's bigcitycowgirl.com, and I'm just about everywhere on Twitter and Facebook and so forth. You can just type it into any of those places, and I'll pop right up. My publicist is, and actually she's in the studio with me right now, Her name is Nicole Link, and she's with Full Scale Media.
Okay, okay, that's awesome. And also, too, we have you in there, we have Michael Gordon. Michael, your Facebook, your website, your agent, your manager?
Yes, yes, I'm all over. My manager, Wonder Dog, up there in Buffalo, New York. And okay. My agent is my brother, Clyde Levitt.
Okay.
So, you know, my website goes to, a lot of people goes on Reverb Nation. You can check that out. And everywhere else.
Just for a few minutes.
It's all over.
Sounds good. I just lost my, you know, it looks like a clown nose, but it's my microphone thing. It just popped off.
My little thing. We have all kinds of difficulties here, too. I got you there.
Yeah, there we go. All right, I'm back on again. And we want to thank Tim for helping us with live on Facebook as well. And Steve, so what are your plans during the week?
Well, let's see. One of my plans for, I have work. I work with a lot of disadvantaged youth on Long Island and working with them and kind of, you know, making them or teaching them, empowering them to make better decisions in life. So that's what I pretty much, my whole profession is. And on Tuesday from 4 to 5, Big City Cowgirls going to be live in the studio on ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation. You could click onto that and listen to her again. It's a double shot of her.
Fabulous. We will do that, Steve. And in Long Island, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And Steve, we thank you so much for being a part of our show here in Florida. And we look forward to having you here at the station.
Yeah, Dawn, you guys do excellent work. We're so thankful that the Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese has jumped on board, and we jumped on board with you. So God bless. Have a safe trip to Las Vegas. And
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Dawn.
And thank you. Nice to meet you, and good luck, and God bless with your career. We're super excited.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great show in New York. They're also live, too, as well, everybody. So we kind of collaborated on that. We're super excited with everything. And thank you, Tim. If your arm gets tired, let me know. So let's go to Jean. I have a little special guest on the phone. We're really excited. And then I know Yvonne is calling in. She's my co-host, but she's on a major event today. And Jean, are you there?
I am, Dawn.
Are you enjoying the show?
I am. I can't sing, and I'm certainly not pretty enough to be a princess, but I'm enjoying it anyway.
Well, we want to thank you. Tell everybody where you're calling from and who you are.
Well, I'm calling from, actually I'm at my home right now, but I'm calling officially from CPR.
That's right.
I'm an area developer for the company, and basically I just wanted to see how your phone is doing.
I thank you. You know what? I got to tell you, you know, I went over to this amazing place. We've been there like three times, and I would not be doing Periscope or live Facebook right now if it wasn't for this amazing man. And he fixed my cell phone. I didn't have to go out and buy another one that cost me $600, which I will get the iPhone 6 soon. But we want to thank you for that. And, you know, I wanted to give a plug because you have a couple other stores as well, not just in that area in Largo. So if somebody breaks their phone, puts in a glass of water on the nightstand like I have done, trust me, and my fiancé said to me one time, honey, why is your phone sitting in a glass of water? And so anything, you know, any of those horror stories, and I'm sure, you know, Jean, I think I have a good idea. You should have like a reality show at your CPR place, because I was standing there, I was cracking up half the people in their stories.
Well, the glass of water is I've heard that before. We've had cats break people's iPads, people throw them at the wall, they drop them into the ocean. Basically, there's a million different things people could do to phones. And essentially, apparently, the minute you take your case off your phone to clean it is when you're going to break your phone. And that almost every day somebody comes into one of our four stores and says, I just took it off to clean it, and now I'm here because I broke it. So a very common thing to do.
Oh, yeah, or that does a black backflip in the pool or a backflip in the toilet. I've had friends say, "Don't." I had my phone, and there it was, and there it's gone, and it's, you know, bubbling up there. But, you know, give everybody your phone number where they can go. I mean, how many people in the studio here have broken their phones? Okay, everybody. So this is called CPR, and your phone number, where you're located.
Well, we got stores in Largo, Tarpon Springs, St. Pete, and a newer store in South Tampa.
That's right.
Yeah, and you can call us anytime at 888-386-0119 and connect to any four stores. And if you just tell us you heard about us on Dawn's show, then you get up to a 10% discount on the repair. So how's that?
Oh, I like that. Well, I got a better idea. I'm going to have you come into the studio. I'm going to set up a time. We're going to cut a commercial for you. How's that?
Oh, that's perfect.
All right, and if you like us, maybe you can jump on the right, because we got some great people and producers from all over the United States and a lot of talent on this show, and we're super excited to have you maybe be a part of it, as you are now, because my phone is working.
Good, Dawn, great.
Thank you, Gene.
Have a great time out again. Congratulations. Have fun out in Vegas.
We appreciate Bert and I. Thank you so much for calling in, and this is what I highly recommend, one of my favorite places to get your phone needs fixed. Call me, and I'll send you over there. And I'm going to get him here on a commercial. Thank you so much, Dean, for calling in.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Now, we have Alexia on the phone. And Alexia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you were at America's Got Talent yesterday.
I was. It was so much fun.
I know. So your mom had called me and told me, as Ivy was there, you know, our co-host here, I want you guys to jump in and ask questions as well. And you, let's see, as I remember, I think I made a phone call. I did. And then, whoops, Cinderella was whisked away to the top of the front of the line. Was that correct?
Yes, it was. Mr. Chase, he came up to the front, and he met us at registration, and he just took us right. We saw that paperwork. We skipped that line, and he took you straight to the back. We didn't have to wait that long at all. And it was so cool, and it was wonderful. He was super sweet.
Wow. Now, I see you have so many interviews with people from all over the country. Were there?
Yes. So many talented people there. Oh, my gosh. We have so many to upload, and, I mean, I can't wait we had to stop because we ran out of memory space. I had so many interviews yesterday. It was crazy. It was so much fun.
Well, Alexia, I guess Brianna has a question for you.
Hi, Alexia.
Talk louder.
Hi.
What was your favorite part yesterday?
My favorite part yesterday was being able to audition, of course. The experience of sitting there and, you know, waiting for our name to be called. It was a great experience. And my other favorite part was getting to meet all kinds of talented people all in one room, and it was amazing. And I wish the best of luck to everybody who was there.
Very great, cool. And you also auditioned. You did a single and a duet with our new Miss title holder that's around the corner. And you're going to be here at the station next week to help Yvonne co-host, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I know. And I'll call in from Las Vegas. I'll probably call from the spa.
Oh, lucky.
I know. What?
Can I ask another?
Yeah, she has another. Yeah, jump in. You're my co-host.
Did you audition in front of a lot of people, or was it just like one-on-one?
What happened was they took us back in a group of about 8 or 9 of us, and it was all singers, and we went to a private conference.
Okay, so there were a lot of people. Were there any celebrities there when you were trying out? Did we lose her?
We had.
Oh. Okay, we're hearing an echo. Are you in the car or something, or on speaker?
Car. Yeah, I'm in a car.
Okay, yeah, if we're on speaker, take us off speaker, because it's a little bit harder, because it's echoing.
Okay.
All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to put it in.
Okay, so were there a lot of celebrities watching you?
I'm not sure. I mean, there might have been, because every time I was reporting or recording, there was, like, the stage productions, the stage help and everything, where it was, like, watching me and talking about us reporting and interviewing the different acts. And there was camera people who are following us around, so that might have been good exposure for connection.
Oh, for sure. Well, next week we would love to have those on the air, the interviews that you did with America's Got Talent, and I look forward to getting those and putting them and airing them with Yvonne next week. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. I have to get them on so that way you guys can air them. And also, I believe half the people that I talked to want to call in and talk to us again.
Fabulous.
Calling on the show.
Alexis,
fabulous.
I got a quick question.
Thank you.
Time did you like arrive at America's Got Talent? Did you like wait for a long time? Because I arrived around 8 o'clock, and like I stood there like all day until my name.
Because you didn't
called.
Answer my phone call. I was trying to get in touch with you.
Sorry.
I was there. I arrived at 7, and I went back. I didn't have to wait. The only thing I waited for was because I needed a little bit of practice time, mm-hmm. and it was less than 30 minutes, and we were already auditioning. I stayed till about 11 because I had, not only was I asking people to interview them, but they were coming to me and my co-host, Sarai, asking if we could interview them. So I did stay there longer, not because of the audition, because I was attending it and getting interviews in. But all in all, I didn't really have to wait that long. So it was really cool. I've met some people who were there since 4 that were still there at like 10 o'clock at night. So,
oh, wow.
And they still haven't auditioned yet.
And why did you not have to wait in line?
Because we had special VIP treatment with Mr. Chase. He brought us back, and because of Hollywood connections.
Because Juan made a phone call, and I said,
John made a phone call.
I said to your mother, Terry, listen, you don't have to wait in line. I was trying to get in touch with Ivy, too,
yeah.
And I text you on Facebook. I'm like, because I didn't have your number.
I was having bad connections, so I wasn't able to get, like, call throughs in.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, Alexi, we look forward to having you here next week, and you tell everybody about you and your Facebook and everything, and you'll be one of the co-hosts next weekend.
Yes, I'm so excited for next weekend. My Facebook is my name, Alexia Maria Orihuela, O-R-I-H-U-E-L-A, and that's pretty much everything the same for my name on every social media link. My YouTube is also Alexia Maria Orihuela, where you can find interviews, and stay tuned for them to put up on my channel and through my Facebook.
Okay, Alexia, and we're super excited because we have the Christian Film Festival for you. We've got some other film festivals. I think you're going to cover Todd Thompson's event in Orlando on Sunday. There's a movie premiere for you that I'm sending you to, as well as Michael Gordon. I know you're still on the line. Hold on. Don't go away. And then we also have that other event in Ormond Beach with Johnny Martino. Maybe you could go. I got an idea. Okay. Well, we're going to get back, and let's get Michael Gordon back on. Alexia, thank you so much for going to America's Got Talent, and their producers are going to be on this air again, executive producers, in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
All God right. bless. All right. In the meantime, is Diane still? Is anyone else on the line? Diane still there? Okay. Is it our Diane with the Celebrity Obsession book? Before we put her on, can you do me a favor, Diane? We have a little song while I'm getting something ready. And do you have that, Peter? We're going to play it. Diane, this is for you. Because your book is called, don't laugh. No, just this is for you. Here we go. Hold on. I'll make you in the groove for this book. I think I love you. I sent it to him ahead of time. Hold on. And we're going to be right back. In the meantime, while Diane, don't go away. I know you've been listening to the show. And Peter, do I need to text it to you? Okay, so hold on. Can you go to my commercial real quick? Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to a commercial.
Hi, I'm your new talk show host, Dawn Reese, with Hollywood Connections on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Do you want to get connected in show business with top agents, film directors, like from Coyote Ugly? We just had America's Got Talent producers on. We have singers. We have new talent. Be discovered. You could be one of my reporters. Call me at 727-871-7788. Tune in on Saturdays from 3 to 4. I'm Dawn Reese, your host with Hollywood Connections.
Barrow the Bling Bridal, located in St. Petersburg, Florida, offers designer bridal gowns at a fraction of retail cost. The ladies at Barrow the Bling Bridal will make you feel like a princess no matter what your budget. They are happy to schedule appointments 7 days a week, and layaway is available. Average price of gowns are $99 to $599, excluding some lace. All gowns are available off the rack, including a beautiful line of bridesmaids gowns, perfect for any formal or semi-formal event. When it comes time to find your dream dress, call Bear the Bling Bridal at 727-510-3387, where you will never bear the burden of paying full retail price. Ask Dawn Reese about Bear the Bling Bridal. She recently bought her gown for her Las Vegas wedding.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back. So before we do talk to Diane for a second, while Peter's setting something up for you, we're going to play something for about a minute. I want to say, Ivy, I want to introduce these two media IDs for you because you are going to be one of our new entertainment reporters.
Thank you.
I'd like to send you to an event next weekend as well, instead of interviewing film directors and being with me on the red carpet on some things. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
In the Hollywood Connection Showbiz family.
Thank you.
Super excited for you. So let's give a hand clap for that one, everybody. Woo! Yay! Okay. And Diane, this song is for you before we go to your book, Celebrity or Overcoming Celebrity Obsession. Remember this song? She says no. Are we there? Who's laughing?
Yeah.
Diane?
Yeah.
Michael, do not go away. We got to come back to you.
I'm not going away. I'm here.
I know. I hope you're in the joy because you're going to come back. Now, Diane, I just wanted, because that was David Cassidy that you had. I was looking at chapter 7 real quick. You've got a book called Overcoming Celebrity Obsession. The reason why I'm going live on Facebook right now, I hope you're watching, is that there's a film director out there that wants to do a movie. This woman has got a book that she overcame celebrity obsession, and she wrote about it. Now, chapter 7, I was just kind of breezing through this morning. Again, and Diane, it was more that you had put yourself, was it as David Cassidy's girlfriend? Can you clarify that?
Or wanted to be. I was kind of, how do I put this? I guess I was kind of a stalker or something. I didn't realize that I was, and I kind of showed up, and all of this happened. So I guess I wanted to be a girlfriend, and I guess eventually in the fantasy I became one.
Right, so that's kind of what we're not going to go into because they want to buy the book. But, you know, the reason I'm promoting these chapters with you is because we believe that you can make this into a movie. And I know I have over 5,000 people.
I have to figure out what I'm going to do with it. I did meet somebody, but he's just a neighbor and he's nice and everything, but I don't know what's coming up that.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, did you think of somebody that would star in your place to take that over? Do you have anybody?
I was looking at types, but I think these women are a little bit older, too old for it.
Okay.
But I have types in mind, but I think I would want to be, you know what, maybe I'd want a fictionalized version of it.
Well, okay, well, I mean, who would star in it? Who would be your celebrity star?
That's just it. I'm not sure yet.
How about, like, Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know if she's... She might be too good for it.
Anybody have a question for Diane while we're sitting here?
Yes, I got a quick question. Do you have any openings for sign, autograph books?
Good question.
When you come in town?
I'd like to. I think there's a woman that wants to do that, and I guess I have to talk to her again. I'm in Arizona.
Right. Well, so you need, do you have a publicist or PR, or are you just doing this yourself and with us?
I think with you. I tried to get an agent and everything. I just didn't.
Okay. Well, maybe we can help you on that. If somebody's listening to the show and they are seeing us live on Facebook and you have a question for Diane, let us know. That would be great. I know there's some questions that are popping up. And, you know, and we're going to come back now. Next week, Diane, you're still going to call in with Yvonne. She's going to go over Chapter 8 with you.
And yeah, I wasn't entirely sure, but I was going to ask you about that.
No problem. So you're going to call in next week. We'll get you the call-in time later because we only have 15 minutes on the air yet. And we're going to talk about that. Then I'll be back on March 5th. All right, Diane?
Okay.
All right, so let's play that I Think I Love You song. And I like that song. I haven't heard that in ages, Diane. Do you like that song?
Yeah, but that wasn't the song, but...
Oh, wait.
Somebody said this is his favorite.
Okay, well, what was his favorite?
So he'll like that. And he finishes, in fact, if you've ever been to his concerts, that's the song that he sings to wrap it up.
Okay, wait a second. What's your favorite song of David Cassidy? And so I just decided to... What comes to mind?
That one.
I Think I Love You?
Oh, that's one of them. There was another one, but turns out that it happens to be his least favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your favorite?
The other one.
What's the other one, Diane?
the one that followed up, I Think I Love You.
I don't know that song. We have to look. Peter's hitting his head against the microphone. Are you going to sing it for us, Diane?
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you?
Oh, that one.
He has to talk in the middle, and he hates that.
Oh, I gotcha.
But the girls love it, so.
I gotcha. Well, Diane, we're going to try to find a film director for your book and your movie as Hollywood Connections is going to keep wrapping that up. And also, Michael Gordon, and thank you, Diane, for calling in. We'll see you, and I'll talk to you in about 2 weeks. And I know we have another comedian on the line, but let's go back to Michael Gordon. Michael.
Yes, I'm here. I'm enjoying it.
I know you are. So when are you going to come to the station?
Well, I know I have to be out of town this weekend.
Where are you going, Michael?
I'm in Las Vegas.
And what are you doing in Las Vegas?
We're getting married. Yeah, baby.
Wait. I'm getting married next Saturday. Yeah. What day are you getting married?
Well, we're going to get
Saturday. But why is it a background saying Saturday?
Well, what time are you? I'm getting married at 5:30, which will be airing here at 8:30 on Tan Talk. What time are you getting married?
Well, she said around 1, so she have all the info on that.
Well, do you know what chapel you're going to be at?
I don't want to tell you. You don't want to tell me. Can you believe that?
What? She won't tell me the chapel?
No. I guess she's going to kidnap me and marry me. Oh, I don't know.
Is that your fiance in the background?
Yes.
Okay. Tell her. Put her on real quick.
She's on there. She's listening.
Okay. What's her name? I know she's a nurse, right?
Yes, I am an ultrasound tech. Hi,
John. Hi. Well, we'll meet each other in Vegas. Maybe you can come to my wedding. I can come to yours, but I may be just getting out of the spa at that time. But it depends on where your wedding is.
Get up afterwards.
Well, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal, everybody. All right, Ivy, are you in on this too?
Yes.
All right. So we were talking about, you know, Majestic just passed away, which on my Facebook you've seen Majestic. He was Michael Jackson's personal assistant, and he gave us so many tickets back in Vegas and helped me so much, and we just give prayers to his family, But in the meantime, you said if Joe is available, let's go to Joe's home.
Yes, because see, the thing is, if he's not doing anything, I was gonna go and grab him and have him come on and,
Wait, you're gonna grab him to come to your wedding? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wait.
Well, I'm coming for
you,
Dad. Come on.
Okay. Yes. Okay. But then, okay, Joe's got to come to my wedding too. That's Mr. Joe Jackson.
Okay. And we need to make that happen. We're trying to make that happen.
Okay. Uh-oh. And then I will give you airtime with me. How's that? You make that happen.
That'll be perfect.
It's called Let's Make a Deal right here on Hollywood Connections. It's a drop in the bucket. We want to thank you so much, Michael. We will see you in Vegas. I'll get you the information where we're going to be at. Please, let's hook up. And we definitely will see each other. We'll fill each other in next week. And Michael, I want you to call in the station next week as well while I'm not here.
Nice talking to you. What her name again? She's so good. Ivory.
Like poison ivy.
Yes, it's Ivy.
Ivy got to show me some of the moves.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. And I know we have Ramon on next, okay? Because you're going to dance here in a minute. You got your Michael Jackson song hooked up for us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's getting ready. Thank you, Michael. You can watch us on the internet. I'll send you the podcast. And I know I have 10 minutes left. Let's go to Ramon in just a second. Can we do the Michael Jackson song? Can we put on Bad, or what do you want? Bad?
We can do bad.
Bad. We're going to put Bad on. Okay, Ramon, thank you so much. Hold on. You are next. And we've got a little special show here in the studio. Actually, it's live on Facebook. I forgot. So watch this, everybody. Watch this. This is going to be awesome. So what do you think of today's show? Atlantis, how do you feel to be a princess?
Great.
And what's a princess's role? To be kind, loving?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back. And let's hit it.
Right. Your word is mine. Okay, you're right. Just show your face. Throw the light. I'm telling you how I feel. Gonna get your mind. Don't you dare. Jump on. Jump on. Get on me. All right. I'm giving you on count three. Just show your stuff or let it be. I'm telling you, just watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and to me this will too. Tell you once again who's bad. Oh!
Okay, we're back. I hope everybody's watching. If not, I'm going to post this later today. Actually, they can see you live on Facebook right now. Tim, your hands okay? Okay, well, let's go to the next caller. I know Ramona's on there, or we have Cameron Decker. We have two other people I know have been holding. Thank you so much for your patience. And I know my engineer is on the phone right now as we get to one of the callers. Hi, who's on the air?
I believe this is Ramon.
Hi, Ramon. I'm going to get you back again. I got to get you in the studio with us even better. Now, Ramon, where did we meet?
I believe it was in Green Acres, one of the studios you were doing down here through a friend. We had done one of your, I think it was like almost like a video podcast thing you had going on.
Oh, that's right, right. YouTube. Right, yeah. We were over at another station in West Palm, too. And everybody, I know we only have 7 minutes left, and I want to get you back in the studio with us. But, Ramon, I love your comedy. How did you do at America's Got Talent yesterday?
I think I did great. I think they should pick me.
Fabulous. I saw that online that you were there, too. And did you have to have a long wait?
Not at all. I actually got a scheduled time, which was kind of lucky when you kind of work in the biz a little bit. So they had scheduled me. For a certain time, I got in there around 10. I got out of there by 1 o'clock. I was out.
11, 12.
I think a lot of people hadn't even auditioned yet. So.
Well, if I would have known, because I had the producers on last week, and the executive producers are calling in another week here, and I would have got you fast pass to the front of the line if I would have known.
Okay. Maybe for next time, if I don't make it this year.
No, I think you're going to do fabulous. Tell everybody, now you're a comic, and did you have to go through comedy school?
No, well, the Hard Knocks Comedy School, which is trial and error. So,
right?
A lot of bombed sets, a lot of bad jokes, a lot of, you know, just a lot of time on stage with no laughter, but you learn from that time, and then you get better, and I think I've gotten there at a certain point right now where people enjoy it and actually want to come out to my show, so anything to keep myself from having to work outside, which is not for me, you know what I'm saying? That's all for me, so I got to keep working the jokes. Working it out.
Are you in the wind? Are you in the wind there? There's a windy thing there. Same like Auntie M.
It is a bitch.
Auntie M.
I'm near Miami. I'm going for a private event tonight.
Oh.
One of these gigs. I got. It's like a birthday party I have to do. They wanted to bring in a comedian for 15 to 20 people, which is always great for a comic. You know, not a lot of people. No sound system. No idea who's in the party, so it'll be great. It'll be a great night for me no matter what, right?
Okay. You know, I'm not a real comic yet because I went to improv, you know, three times over, Sandy Shore, Pauly Shore's sister. You know, after my divorce, way back when, instead of going to therapy, Ramon, I went to comedy school. It really helps.
Oh, absolutely. I actually teach a comedy class at the improv. Renee Hart has me doing the comedy classes on Mondays and Tuesdays. And I'll tell you, the majority, I'd say at least half of the comedians are
I don't know what that noise is. Wait, we have an alien arriving. Ramon, there's like this big thing in there. I don't know what that is. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you better. It was like a big swish of wind came by, you know.
But hello? Sorry, I'm trying to get behind the wall here.
Oh. Well, I know we have 5 minutes left. I hope that you come down to Tampa and maybe do a workshop. Do you think you could? Then I can be a real comedian.
Absolutely. Anytime I'm ever in anybody that listens to the show, if you ever see me on the road, I always do one-on-one sessions, and then I always like to talk to the club, and if they have the room available, I'll definitely do like a Saturday morning workshop and just... You know, I love to talk shop because I was taught by a lot of great comedians down here, and I'd like to just pass it on to those comedians that are coming up. So hopefully one day they'll make it and they'll bring me on the road. So.
Okay. I know Ivy has a question for you, and then we have Cameron. We're going to go to him and then play his music at the end.
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on, Cameron.
Doing great.
I got a quick question. How long have you been doing comedy, and what made you want to jump into comedy?
11 years, and I was really a shy, reserved person, but because my dad was really strict, so the only time we ever connected was when we were watching comedy videos and comedy shows, so that kind of stuck with me, and then after he had passed away a few years later, I kind of decided, you know, I wanted to just try it, give it a shot.
I got really drunk at
Miami Improv, and, you know, the rest is history now, so...
Wow. Well, Ramon, I need a favor from you. If you can, I can have you call back when I get back in town and make you my second guest as well so I can have more time with you on the air and play some of your comedy clips. Is that okay?
Absolutely, and I'll keep in touch with you when I'm in the area, and hopefully we can touch base. Maybe I can jump in the studio with you.
Oh, I would love that. That's it. That's a deal. It's a deal. We're live on Facebook. I love it. Let's go to Cameron. Thank you so much, Ramon. We have 3 minutes left, and I got to get Cameron on because he's done so much for me already today. And
absolutely. Love you, babe.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ramon.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to get you Ramon's information. I put it up on my Facebook so you can go to his websites and everything. Also, Cameron, are you there?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Fabulous. Well, hold on, because I got to play your music. You are the Michael Bublé of Tampa, but of the world of as well, and I just sent over. Either or. You know, we're going to play one of your songs. We're just going to click on it, and then I'm going to have the other one next week. And you went to America's Got Talent yesterday, and you had the fast track?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And I thank you so much. Hold on. This is Cameron. Hold on. And you're performing tonight someplace, right?
Yes, ma'am. I am at Nico Mussolini's Dog Bar, Treasure Island, Florida.
Right. And you can bring your own pet, right?
You can bring your own dog and a date, or come by yourself if you and your pet. Or if you don't have a pet, you can come by yourself and enjoy other people's pet.
Right. Okay, hold on a second. It's going to be Fly Me to the Moon we have of Cameron that I sent over on the clip. Hold on a second. And then we also, I sent over two clips. So Cameron, he's like the Michael Bublé of Florida.
I believe that Fly Me to the Moon was filmed at the Tap House in Las Vegas, actually, just a few weeks ago, live performed with the Vegas band there. So kind of cool.
Yep, we got about 3 minutes. You got it? Okay, I'm going to send it over in just a second. Hold on, Cameron. He's trying to pull it up. And Cameron, tell everybody real quick. We have a minute while we're looking for the music. How did you start out in this music industry?
Honestly, growing up, my dad played saxophone, and I decided I wanted to play saxophone too. So I started playing the sax since I was like 8 years old. I'm 26 now. And got to going through high school, and they told me I didn't know how to sing, so I never tried to sing until I was like 18 or 19. And, you know, it was just one of those moments. I just pursued it, practiced on my own, and now I sing and play the sax, which is kind of cool.
Awesome. Well, I know we have not even 30 seconds left. I just sent you the quick clip. Can we just end with Fly Me to the Moon with Cameron? Real quick, it's right on your Facebook, right there. It's on there at the link. And I want to thank Cameron, thank you so much. We're going to get you in the studio with us on March 5th. You're a saxophone player. You're amazing. And now everybody can see what it's like to work in a studio and how to run a show. It's not that easy, is it?
No.
No, you've got to juggle a couple of things. And Cameron, well, he's got that. I know we're about to go off the air. Thank you so much for calling in, everybody. Thank you for being with us. God bless. Give it to him and watch things happen in your life. I'll see you in Las Vegas next weekend. Bye-bye. Oh, hold on. Do we got it? Just the ending. I know, it's like 4 o'clock. I think we're good.
You're good.
All right.